Proverbs 12:11 says, "He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding." Vain persons have been plentiful since the serpent showed up in the garden. And the masses have demonstrated their willingness to reject the leadership of God's men and women in order to follow vain persons. We aren't told the names of the world's leaders at the time of Noah's flood. God seems to think that such people needed to be not only wiped off the earth with the flood waters, but also wiped clean off of the history books. Only seven others, who happened to be with his own wife, three sons, and their wives, followed Noah onto the ark. The rest of the world's population followed whatever vain persons held positions of leadership in that day, and they all perished in the flood and went from flood waters to the flames of hell in a moment. Think of all the times that people empowered and then followed after vain persons in the Bible. You have Nimrod at Babel, numerous rebellions against Moses, every time a judge died in the book of Judges, and nearly every prophet of God throughout the Old Testament was rejected by fools who followed vain persons or were vain persons leading other fools. The world followed vain persons and developed satanic false religions of idolatry and ancestor worship throughout the Old Testament era on every continent, with Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Jainism, Confucianism, etc. While God's people in Israel went into apostasy and captivity as a result, only a remnant of true believers remained on the planet. Then came Jesus Christ, and the masses in Israel followed vain persons once again, which in this case were the Jewish leaders, and they joined with godless Rome in a plot to murder the Messiah. Little did Satan know that this was God's plan, in order to pay for the sins of the whole world and then conquer sin and death by raising Jesus from the dead. God established the Church of Jesus Christ at that point, with local church bodies planted all over the world by the end of the first century and expanded in all directions in the following centuries. But ever since then, unknown millions have followed false teachers and vain persons like the popes, Muhammad, the Christ-rejecting Enlightenment authors and teachers like Voltaire and Rousseau and such. Then there's Joseph Smith and Charles Taze Russell and modern false teachers that number into the thousands, and that's just the ones that are known and well known. And today, adding insult to injury, we have a horde of YouTubers and podcasters and bloggers all spewing vain nonsense, and plenty of fools following them into the ditch. Their audiences just keep growing. There's a remnant of Bible believers who desire clear, simple Bible teaching like you get here at bbfohio.com and Bible Believers Fellowship. But there are not very many ministries like this one. And none have the sort of followings that you see among the vain persons like Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Beth Moore, Joyce Meyer, and the list could go on and on. But he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. I know professing Christian people who follow famous actors and treat their social media feed like the oracles of God. Many professing Christians watch mental manure like The Ellen Show, The View, The Talk, Drew Barrymore, Dr. Phil, and all of these vain persons. They watch them almost every day, if not every day. Most of these people don't read their Bible every day, if they read it at all during the week, but they have time to follow vain persons every single day. The truth of the matter is that the fact you're listening to these devotionals faithfully, you're probably not that kind of person. And hopefully you open God's Word daily, and we invite you to get our daily reading calendar and read through the Bible with us every year. Hopefully you're a man or a woman of prayer, and hopefully you do not follow the vain persons mentioned beforehand, or the vain persons in our modern fake news media, or the educational establishment. Be different. Don't follow the godless vain persons of the world. Follow Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works.